Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Jessica Keever. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
So Jessica is the program director at Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Jefferson City. Jessica, let's talk first of all just about what Big Brothers Big Sisters is for those who may not know.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring organization that is ran primarily by volunteers in our community that hang out with kids.
You've been there about a year now as the program director. So give us a little bit of your background. A longtime Jeff City resident.
I am. I was born here at Still Hospital. It's called Still Hospital anymore. I went to high school here, left to go to college for a little bit, but came back. So,
all right. So what were you doing previous to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
I worked for the YMCA for 18 years.
Okay. And what were you doing there?
I was the director of childcare services. So camps, before and after school care, daycare, you name it.
That's a lot of activity there.
It was a lot of activity.
Yeah. Why that age range? What's attracted you to be in that age range?
Kids are just a lot of fun, you know, and they're just very open to new experiences. It's a great group to work with.
So. Yeah. So then what brought you to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
You know, it's always been a program that was on my radar because it's a different way of working with children than previously. A lot of my experience before that was, you know, with group activities with kids or group interactions with children.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, a really targeted way to focus on kids that really need some extra help and assistance. You know, it was appealing to me.
By extra help, what do you mean?
Well, a lot of our kiddos have a variety of adverse childhood experiences. Most of them have a non-traditional home. They may be in a single parent family. They may be being raised by grandparents. They may have an incarcerated parent. We have a couple kids that are living in group homes. Some of them have foster parents. It looks different for them.
Yeah. So how many littles, right? How many littles do you have in the program?
Right now we have 105.
Okay.
But with the school year starting, we're hoping to match another 20 to 30 kids in the next month or two.
So now if I'm a little, what sort of services would I be able to avail myself to?
It depends on what program you're enrolled in. We typically tell parents that their best opportunity for finding a mentor is to choose either our school-based or community.
Okay.
If they're open to both programs, then it's faster for us to find them a volunteer to match with them. So right now, our school-based program is what we're focusing on because it's the beginning of the school year.
Yep.
And what that means is that mentors come into Jefferson City School District buildings and they mentor children at the schools.
Okay.
It's appealing to volunteers because it's a more structured environment than our community-based program, which is a program where bigs, our volunteers, can take kids out in the community. They transport them. They go and do lots of different things.
Yeah.
So I think for new volunteers, sometimes that can be a little bit overwhelming.
Sure.
So we encourage people that are interested to maybe try our school-based program first.
Okay.
And see if it's something that they like. So right now we're focusing on recruiting for school-based mentors.
Yeah.
And we're focusing on matching those kids in the school district.
Okay. So what sort of activities at a school program as a little would I see? I mean,
we have an activity cabinet. So a lot of the bigs just come in and hang out for 30, 40 minutes a week with the kids. They might play Uno. They might go out to the playground.
Okay.
They might go to the gym. A lot of them have snacks or they'll bring in lunch. And mostly they're serving as a friend, building a relationship with the kid. Getting that one-on-one attention that, you know, they may not get as much of.
And so these activities would all occur on the Big Brothers Big Sisters campus?
They occur at the child's school.
Okay.
So the other benefit to that is that if a mentor has a question about the child that they're serving, the teaching staff is there, the counseling staff is there. The school's been a great partner with us over the years about providing information and helping us serve kids. So,
So what age range are we talking about for littles?
Anywhere from 5 or 6 all the way through high school. I mean, and we've got some kiddos that have had mentors since they were little and now they are in high school and they've, you know, had a relationship for 10 plus years. So our goal would be to match them when they're little and to keep that relationship going.
Yeah.
Doesn't always work out that way. Life happens, people move, things change, but ultimately that's what we'd like to see.
Sure. So are there more littles who are at the younger age or at the older age?
You know, I think it just depends on the day. We had several high school boys that we had some applications come in. And it's always harder for us to find male mentors for boys. So it's, you know, we typically have more boys that are waiting than girls.
Yeah. So obviously you try to match gender to gender.
We do, but we're not necessarily exclusive. Set in stone. Yeah. We do. It kind of depends on what the little wants.
Okay.
We have some kids that are matched with opposite sex. We're not opposed to that. It just depends on what their needs are. We've got some boys that, you know, don't have moms.
Yeah.
So they wanted female mentors. And,
sure.
You know, we've got a couple girls that don't have dads and, you know, they would like a male mentor. So we do have some of that.
Okay. All right. So let's flip to the other side on the bigs. Mm-hmm. So what does it take to be a big?
It just takes a willingness to hang out with kids. I mean, honestly, it doesn't take anything other than caring and consistency.
Yeah.
You just need to want to do it and, you know, be consistent in your efforts to see the kid. We do the background checks and all that good stuff and provide some training and assistance. Our match support specialists come out, especially to the schools when you're meeting with your little, to kind of make sure everything's going okay and yeah. See if you have any questions or if we can offer any support.
When you talk about bigs, I mean, how many bigs do you have?
Well, we have right now, since we have 106 matches, we have 106 bigs. And then we've got several that are waiting to be matched. Okay. So we're hoping to find them littles.
Yeah. So once you say, hey, I'm interested in doing this and you pass the background check. Mm-hmm. I mean, what sort of commitment are you making there as far as time, as far as length of being a big?
For the school-based program, we ask that they commit for the school year.
Okay.
So, and that they commit to seeing their little weekly. And like I said, it's about 30 to 40 minutes. And we say weekly, but the kids have days off school. There's Thanksgiving, sure. Christmas, that kind of thing. It works out to about 40 hours for the school year for the commitment. So yeah. that's the commitment for the school-based program. And then if you're signing up to be a community-based big, we ask that you commit for a year. And that time commitment's a little bit more. Usually they spend between 2 to 4 hours a week together. So a lot of our bigs and little start in the school-based program and they hang out for a couple of years and they sure. develop a relationship and then they transition to the community-based program
yeah.
after they've gotten to know each other. We do have some that start in community, but we see a lot more that come from school and then transition.
Yeah. It just seems like there's a lot more of a foundation there mm-hmm. for you, right? Yeah. Unless you've been in the program previously, it offers you the opportunity to have some backup, mm-hmm. some foundation. So.
Yeah. I like to think of the school-based program as dating. Yeah. You're dating in the school-based program.
Right,
and
right.
then the community-based program, you're in that long-term relationship.
Yeah.
You're in it to win it. So,
yeah. So what are some of the stories that you've heard from either the bigs or the littles about the impact that can have on their life?
It's the little stuff I hear. I mean, we have lots of stories of, you know, kids that have big experiences and, you know, they've got a lot of trauma and things like that. But my favorite story, and I've shared it a couple times, we had a big that came in last spring and she said that she'd been with her little, that was her second school year. And one day her little piped up and said, can we make a Valentine's Day box? I've never had one. The kid's in fourth grade. And, you know, it's like little stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think adults, you know, we don't think that much about it. But for her, it was a really big deal for her to ask for that and to get to do that. And I mean, just little things like that a volunteer can do for a kid that can make a big impact. So,
yeah, it strikes me that takes a level of trust and vulnerability on the part of the little
Absolutely.
To ask, right? Because
Absolutely.
It's something that he or she has never experienced.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the opportunities that exist out there for folks who want to participate or help Big Brothers, Big Sisters right now?
Well, obviously mentorship. We need mentors. We always need mentors. We don't turn mentors down. You can go to our website. It's a relatively painless process to get started. And then we reach out and bring you in for an interview and all that good stuff. So it's a bit like a job application. We try to make it as painless as possible.
Right.
If you want to support our organization, but you don't necessarily want to mentor children, we do have opportunities on our advisory committee. We do have a couple openings there. So if someone's interested in serving in that capacity, we do have those opportunities available. And then we always have fundraising events that people can volunteer at. So.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about the advisory committee. So what is its role as part of the organization? Obviously, it's advising staff, but how does it fit into the equation?
Our advisory committee is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's been one of my favorite parts about this new position is seeing, you know, how devoted these folks are to making our organization successful. Some of them are bigs, but not all of them are bigs.
Okay.
They just believe in the mission and, they support us. We just finished up a golf tournament, which our advisory committee was heavily involved in mm-hmm. running. Chris Shrimp has ran it for many, many years. And we're getting into our chili cook-off season. So, you know, we had a meeting yesterday, so.
You said the magic word, chili. Let's talk about this chili cook-off.
Oh, Jenny.
So the weather is cooling off, and so now is the perfect time to be thinking about this. So how does this chili cook-off work?
So we have teams that come in, be out at the Cole County Fairgrounds, and they cook chili.
Cook it on site?
Yeah, well, some of them prep beforehand, but they do assemble their chili on site. They usually show up about noon, and it's kind of an all-day deal. Then about 5 o'clock, the tasting starts, and there's a variety of ways that people vote on what their favorite chilies are and things like that. And we have different awards. This year, we're going to try and get some more professional judging for our chili. So that should be interesting. And yeah, people vote on their favorite chili. It's a great event. People come out, hang out, eat chili. And then we have our cornhole tournament going on at the same time. So we have folks over there playing cornhole. It's a really laid back, fun evening.
Yeah. You said it's the fairgrounds.
It is. It's Wednesday, October 2nd. Hopefully it'll be cooled off by then.
Oh, it's going to be perfect weather at that point. Yeah. What sort of crowds? This is not the first chili cook-off you've had. Yeah. What kind of crowds can someone anticipate there?
There's just a lot of different folks that come out. A lot of businesses will put teams in, and then we've got some individuals that come cook every year. So,
is there an admission fee for folks who want to come out? How do you raise the money?
There is. Well, we have sponsorships. So we do sell sponsorships at a variety of levels for the cook-off. And then it's $15 a ticket to come out to the chili cook-off. And we do have some lovely sponsors that donate beer. So there's beer. Okay. There's beer and chili and all those good things out there. So
the date again?
It's Wednesday, October 2nd.
Okay. And the time?
It starts at 5.
Okay. So Jessica, as we get ready to wrap up here, I mean, what are things that the community can do? If I was considering being a big, what would you tell me about why I should?
I think you'll get more out of it than you give. I think most of our volunteers would say that easily. There's just a lot of need in our community for mentorship. People think that it's a big time commitment and then it's hard. It really isn't. I'd say most of our mentors would probably come in and tell you this better than I would. But once you start, it's not a big time commitment. You will find yourself enjoying it and looking forward to it.
And the impact will be incredible for this little.
Absolutely. You know, at our golf tournament, we typically have a big and a little come speak to the folks that are going to play. And this year they had to back out at the last minute. And, you know, we were a little bit like, oh, okay, well, we're scrambling a little bit. Yeah. And one of the guys, Mike Michelson, that was playing golf, raised his hand. He's like, hey, I'm happy to talk my experience as a big. I had no idea he'd even been a big.
Yeah.
And he and his wife mentored a young lady, and they mentored her for over 10 years. I think they started in like 1996, somewhere around there. And he had this incredible story about the hardships that she had faced and how they had helped her and how much it meant to them to be able to do so. It's just, it's a cool thing.
Yeah. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for the work you're doing for the community and joining us here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.